This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline. You can follow him on Twitter at Will Salmon, covering the Brewers for The Athletic. He is Will Salmon. Will, what's going on, man? How are you?
Hey, guys. Doing well. Thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, so I don't even know where to start. There's something that grinds my gears, Will, and it's just the fact that MLB Network came out the other day. They had their top 100 list. And there was one guy that, to me, should be in the top 100. I'm not saying he needs to be in the top 50, but I think he deserves some respect, and that is one Brandon Woodruff. Are you surprised he's not a top 100 player according to their list?
Well, you know what? I didn't actually see that. So, yeah, that is very surprising to me. I think that Brandon Woodruff, he has a chance, really, if he's not already thought of in this caliber to be a top 15 pitcher. I mean, a top 10, maybe not even be a stretch. I mean, he's really good. I think that's kind of like the curse of being sort of like a late bloomer too, because he didn't have the, you know, crazy statistics coming out of college baseball. And it took him a couple of years in the minor leagues to kind of get going as well. But there was always that talent and potential there with Brandon Woodruff. And I thought he was really starting to figure things out a couple of years ago, obviously. But like last year, in particular, like that last month stretch, I just think that's a precursor to some really good things ahead for him. I really do. I think he's going to break out if he has, like I said already at the beginning, if he hasn't already done that, which in my estimation he has, but just on the more national scale, I think there's going to be some big things ahead for him. I mean, he controls the zone really well. His fastballs, again, maybe I'm being a little bit too much here, but his fastballs, I think top five in the game at least. It's that good.
Yeah, and the thing is, too, we talk about the upside of this Brewers starting rotation. I mean, you know, Pakoda came out the other day, and they had the Brewers projected to win 89 games this season, which is really hard for a lot of Brewers fans to accept at this point because there's still some holes that need to be filled. But I feel like, Will, they might be basing this more off of what the rotation could bring this year. Like, we talk about Brandon Woodruff, we talk about Corbin Burns, which Corbin Burns is going to show up this year. And I think a guy who could really bounce back and pitch at an outstanding level for the Brewers is Adrian Hauser.
Yeah, I like their starting rotation, actually. And I get it. Some fans, when I say that, will be like, wow, you're really too optimistic on the staff. Because I do say that quite a bit. And I get it. There are some question marks attached to really all those guys except for Woodruff. Because even as good as Corbin Burns was last year, like you mentioned, there is some of that doubt where, hey, we got to see more of this version of this guy for more than just a 60-game season before we can really buy into it or at least go all in on the idea of him being a number one, number two type guy. Totally get that. Another question mark is Adrian Hauser, like you said. Question exists. What happened to him? Because they had so much high expectations going into the 2020 on him, and he was really thought of the guy who could be that number two behind Woodruff, if you recall, right? It really wasn't Corbin Burns or Josh Lindblom or anybody else. It was Adrian Hauser was supposed to be that number two guy or at least be a solid number three, and you know he ended up not even being counted on down the stretch, and he wasn't even picked to throw one of those games in the postseason when he could have. So, yeah, there's still a lot to like there. I feel like he has to be a bit more aggressive. I thought he was a bit too fine with some of his pitches. So I like his potential. I also like the potential of Josh Lindblom. I thought he started to figure things out later on in the season after they moved him to the bullpen, and then he came back and he became a lot more aggressive with, hey, these are the two or three pitches I have. Let's forget about the three or four others that I have in my arsenal for now. Let's just focus on getting ahead of the count, throwing strike one, and trying to finish these guys off as efficient as possible. So I like their staff. Could they stand to add another veteran guy, such as like a Brett Anderson, who they had last year? Yeah, I think so. And a lot of that's because of the up and down sort of season of 2020, where guys were throwing, then they weren't, then they were. So it was an irregular schedule, and I'm concerned about arm problems there. So you can never have enough. And so I think it would benefit them, but I do like where they stand. And as far as the projections go, yeah, I'm with you. I think that the pitching and the improved defense has a lot to do with that. Plus, just the idea of a bounce back from Christian Yelich and a couple of those other hitters. I think there's a better chance of that happening than the numbers that we saw last year.
So what does Colton Wong bring to the table that we didn't have last year?
A lot better defense. A lot better defense on the right side of the infield. You're going from, as much as I like Keston Hira as a hitter, his defense was an issue, particularly with making throws. I thought his range was pretty solid, but on the throws themselves, you're going from statistically the worst defender at second base to the best. And you're moving Keston Hira at first, and I mentioned the range because I feel like that's going to be a good thing, and I feel like people underestimate him as a defender. He had the issue throwing, so if you put him at first base, he's not going to be throwing the ball as much. Sure, he'll occasionally have to make a throw on a double play or, you know, force out whatever. That's going to happen, but you mitigate that issue by moving him to first, and I feel like his range is an underrated part of his game. If you recall, there were times last year where he made these highlight reel plays where there were these diving stops or, you know, he was tracking balls in the shallow outfield. It was pretty impressive for a little bit of it. It was just the idea of, we also remember those throws that were just not that great. And so, but having Colton Wong, that should save you some runs. And also Colton Wong is a pretty good hitter, I think. And I think that he's going to benefit from the move to American Family Field, where, you know, from that side of the plate, you could maybe add a couple of home runs for his total. And instead of maybe 12 or 13, maybe you see 15 or 16 from him.
Joe, can you give me a reset, please, for our distinguished guest?
Yes, I sure can, Leroy Butler. We're talking with Will Salmon, covering the Brewers for The Athletic. You can follow him on Twitter, at Will Salmon, joining us here on the Wendy's Big Show.
Well, one of the biggest things I thought that was missing last year was Lorenzo Cain. I mean, the guy's just truly amazing on and off the field, especially for the clubhouse. Not having him was devastating last year, but you still made the playoffs. It doesn't matter how you get in. But my question is, now, Braun has recently said that he's not really interested in playing at this point. Do you leave a roster spot open for him, or Will, you think it's time for the Brewers just to move on and just try to complete their team?
Yeah, I think that you probably leave it open for now, just because if he does want to play, and like you said, he said, look, currently I'm not interested in playing right now. That sort of left the door a little bit open. So maybe he's interested later on. Maybe he's not. But if he is interested in playing, my take is that he's still Ryan Braun. And he showed you last year what he's capable of if he's healthy and when he's healthy. Because he could still hit the ball and he could still produce in clutch moments. And that's been Ryan Braun's career for 14 years with the Brewers. That didn't really change all that much last September. That said, could they use the spot for somebody else, like maybe somebody who could play the outfield in first base and could maybe be a left-handed bat there? Yeah, they could improve there, but he's basically giving you that without the idea of him playing first, and you don't necessarily need a platoon at first anymore because you put Keston Hira there. So if it's me, I leave it slightly open too, just because he's good enough, and he's going to help you win games, and you're not going to need him to do anything more than be in a part-time role anyway. So I don't think it stops them or prevents them from anything that they want to accomplish the rest of the way as far as helping their team or adding guys. But if he's interested, I welcome him back for sure.
One guy I want to get your take on is Freddie Peralta. Him and Devin Williams are two people nationally you may not know, but both of these guys got good stuff, and I think if Derek can get to some pitching pretty good, Peralta, I don't know if he's in the bullpen. I don't know if he's in the rotation. Devin Williams, I would put him right before Hader when you get to 7, 8, and 9. Tell me about those two guys.
Yeah, I love the idea of Peralta on this team just because, like I mentioned earlier about the idea of there's a little bit of sort of concern in baseball as far as how pitchers will react to that 2020 season and going into a full slate here in 2021 where, you know, you're back up to 180 innings for like your traditional starters projected at least. Now, do they reach that? Do teams pull back from it? I don't know. We'll see. But the key thing with the Brewers is because they have a guy like Peralta, you know, they could go into six-man rotation maybe and have him be that sixth guy or fifth guy if they choose to do that and throughout the season. And they can change their mind and they can put him back in the bullpen. And so he's so valuable, and I just feel like you're right. He's so underrated. And I think that his future is probably as a starting pitcher, but they don't necessarily need him to be a traditional starter this year. And he could really have a huge impact, more than he normally has because of, like I said, about the injuries, the idea or the concern of injuries, and just how versatile he could be in sort of mitigating that concern.
Again, talking with Will Salmon of The Athletic here, talking Brewers as we inch closer to spring training here on the Wendy's Big Show. All right, you're going to have to help me out here with third base. First of all, my question is, would you be shocked if the Brewers did get Justin Turner? And then my second question is, chances are we probably won't get Justin Turner. What can the Brewers do at third base with what they have?
Yeah, I'd be surprised if they got him just because I don't think that if it was somebody else who didn't have ties to the team that he was going to, that he was just on, like if those ties weren't as strong, then I wouldn't be as surprised. But that's the main reason of why I would not be expecting it, just because everywhere you look, they love the guy in Los Angeles. Yes, they have Mookie Betts, Clayton Kershaw, the list goes on of how many great players they have there. But Justin Turner is a huge part of that culture there, and he is an important voice in their clubhouse. You know, their manager has gone on record saying how much he wants him back. They have a huge opening for him in the lineup. They haven't filled that, and at third base. And so I think if it was somebody else that didn't have ties to the organization that they had just played for and helped them win a World Series, mind you, then I wouldn't be as shocked because I do feel like the Brewers are making a spirited effort to improve there. And or, you know, if it made sense for them, if the dollars made sense, and if they had a better shot than I think, then it would make more sense to me for that marriage to exist. But say if they don't get them, I feel like they may explore some more opportunities with a couple more free agents that are still left. You know, Jed Jerko, who played for this team last year, is still out there. He could be a possibility. But I also feel like they feel decent or at least pretty good about what they have internally for now, because you know one of their options would be Luis Urias, and he's the guy they traded Trent Grisham and Zach Davies for essentially, and we still haven't really seen a whole lot of him. And so if that was like your big piece in that trade, you want that guy to play.
Yep.
And so I feel like that's an incentive there. And look, you know, say they go into the season with that plan of him and maybe one of their backup reserves splitting time at third base, nobody says they can't upgrade come June or July. So that could give them some flexibility and an option there as well.
Totally. He is Will Salmon covering the Brewers for The Athletic. You can check out all of his fine work there. Will,
Thanks a lot, Will. We
appreciate it, man. Have a good weekend, and we'll talk again soon.
Oh, anytime. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, buddy.
Will Salmon joining us here on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider, they're hiring drivers right now. For more info, you can call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.